Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As we heard yesterday from safeties coach Noah Joseph, the Hoosiers, plenty of competition in the defensive backfield this year and plenty of experience to go along with that. Tony Fields, the senior from Tallahassee, provides some of that experience as he's played plenty of games in the cream and the crimson. Here's Tony's thoughts on what it takes to become a great defense and what it takes to make that leap to the next level.
I think the most important thing is starting to focus on little things every day. Just coming out with great energy and having fun, but really playing together, starting strong and finishing fast, you know what I mean? And just coming together as a defense and starting to develop young guys and us old guys to really start, really into the details and, focus every day. We can be as good as we want to be, but like I said, we have to take it day by day and, just bring that focus and energy, when we come out to practice and be leaders on this team because, we believe we can be great, but that's just words and we have to go out there and do it. Everything. I think you're never good enough, learning my assignments, my leverage, man, tackling, anything, that calls for the position, we have to improve on and focus on every day.
That's senior Tony Fields as he embarks on his final campaign as a Hoosier. He'll have right beside him another senior, Chase Dutra, who has played in plenty of games over the years as well. The physical safety, they make up a pretty good tandem. Plus, they've got plenty of young guys to mentor as well. As the Hoosiers' talent is increasing at that position, so is the depth and so is the competition for playing time. That's what makes good football teams. We'll have more from Hoosier camp tomorrow with assistant defensive coordinator Mark Hagan and passing game coordinator Grant Hurd. Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds and Padres follow at 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glassback.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana safeties coach Noah Joseph has been impressed with Marcelino Ball from day one. We talk about his development, what it takes for Marcelino to get to the next level.
He's a lot more mature right now and just how he's approaching the game. We still got to work on consistency every day, bringing that high level and high expectation every single play. And, sometimes he still will kind of go to sleep on you a little bit and you got to kind of reel him back in. I think it's a huge impact. And anytime you have family that is supportive and you can lean on for advice and talk to through the good and bad times is very, very important. And, as a position coach, that's what I try and do to make sure that they understand that, hey, I'm here if they need that for anything off the field or even on the field, even if there's a disagreement and amount of playing time or whatever, but I'm still here for you as a mentor. What it's really done is because they've been at such a high level and they've pushed him hard all the time that he just has that competitive greatness. Every time you do a sprint after practice, he wins it. He's going to be staying afterwards doing stuff. When you look at, I don't know if you'll find a guy that worked harder in the off season, in the summer, of doing extra footwork and drill work. They've just kind of built that into them as, hey, you better win. You better be the best, and that's the expectation. And if you don't, there's going to be, penalties or consequences to that. So it's just innate in them right now, which is what we need as a football team and as a defense.
That's Noah Joseph on Husky Marcelino Ball and his football family and the positive effect it has on his play. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.